Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-228-4494 and 877-489-6350. Direct lines, same area code is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you, and let's make it a day of celebration of total and pure gratitude for all the wonderful connections that we have made throughout 2008. Remembering to love ourselves and sharing our love for our families, our friends, our co-workers, workers worldwide. I know I have special plans, and I'm sure that each of you do as well. We are going to have an incredible show tonight. We are going to be partying, so I am passing out the party hats for each and every one of you tonight. So we've got a lot of special things that we're going to be sharing with each of you tonight. But before I introduce our guests for this evening, I'd like to encourage and invite each of you to my show page with BBS Radio. As you all are aware of, I have a wealth of information about our guest. And for those in Pal Talk, mahalo to each and every one of you for coming out to support our guests for this evening. But for your convenience, I also have information posted about our show guest up on the banner in the room as well. So without further delay, I would like to introduce to all of you this evening our first guest, and that is Peter D. Aloha, Peter.
Aloha, Leilani. How are you this evening?
I am great. Are you ready to party tonight?
Well, I guess so. thank you for having me on the show. We're here to share and care and maybe spread the message, pass a message tonight.
Yes, and I know you've got some very special surprises for all our listeners for this evening. But before we get started, and I'm going to come back to you if we may, Peter, but I'd also like to welcome our next guest, Butch, to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, aren't we, Butch?
Oh, you better believe it.
I know you guys have both been geared up for this show this evening. But before we go back to Peter, Butch, share a little bit about yourself and the passion and the drive that you have that I personally have actually witnessed. Give me just one moment, guys. We're about to have a very special call that's coming in. And Seth, I am ready to receive that call, please. Well, give us just a second. This is one of our surprises for this evening. Just to kind of give you guys a heads up, this young lady has no idea we are calling her tonight. So let's all keep our fingers crossed that she answers the phone. This is exciting. Let's all put out there that she will actually answer this phone call.
Hello?
Aloha, is this Betsy?
Oh, yeah, hello. Aloha.
Aloha, Betsy. Yeah. This is Leilani, and you are live on the Universal Spiritual Connection radio show.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
I hope we did not wake you up.
No, not indeed.
Well, it's so interesting as we've got listeners worldwide tuning in right now, and they all have been in support of calling you this evening to surprise you. But one of the things that I have some thoughts I'd like to share with you, Betsy, if I may do that.
That's okay with me. Great.
I'm calling you tonight to honor you for the courage and the strength. What a true instrument and beacon of light that you are showing every one of us worldwide. I am just in awe and amazed over the courage and strength that you have shown to all of us of bringing your life to where you are today.
Wow.
You have really inspired me, and I just wanted you to know what a huge inspiration you are to me.
Awesome.
To all of us.
Wow. That's
now, I'd like to introduce you to my guests on this radio show this evening. I have Peter D. and Butch with us tonight, and they have a special gift for you as well. Are you ready?
Wow. I'm ready.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you have a very specific question that you'd like to ask these guys tonight? Because they are doing readings.
Oh, they're doing readings. Okay. I kind of wondered about my near future here.
Okay, we can do that, Betsy. So, Peter, would you like to go and give your messages?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Butch, I would prefer that you go first because I think I got something to add. So go right ahead, Butch.
Okay. Hi, Betsy. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
One of the things that I feel coming from you right now is a feeling of contentment, sometimes disbelief that you can't believe what's surrounding you and where you're at and what's going on around you. You need to keep a positive attitude because what I'm feeling is sometimes you kind of revert back to the old things that you've been used to think about all the time, and things have changed.
Right. Lately, I have been.
Go ahead. That's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep that positive attitude going. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay because I like to hear your voice and the input that's coming from you. It's just another thing that I feel is you made a connection back to the Creator and I think you were lost with him for a while, so that's going to help you a lot. And just keep those prayers up, and I think that'll help you a lot just by itself.
Okay, I do believe in the Creator.
Yes, ma'am, I know you do. And it's so amazing the faith that you have that keeps it re-manifests itself daily on a daily basis because you're so amazed, and in that amazement, you tell the Creator, you thank the Creator more and more all the time. So that's going to make a connection by itself.
I do. Every day. Wow.
Okay. God bless you, sweetie.
Thank you.
And Peter?
Okay, wow. Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm listening to your voice, and wow. So you've been through some pretty traumatic things in your life, I can see, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And you're just coming out of a period of kind of losing everything, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Gain it all back here.
So, I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm trying to gain it all back here and keep that positive attitude going.
Well,
sure.
I got to tell you something. You're going to gain a lot of things back, but you're also going to gain better things. What's going to happen with you here in the near future is that because you're opening to spirit, this when you were down, it seems like somehow you opened up more to spirit. And you're going to see things happening, and what you, all you really have to do, and this is what I'm picking up, and I think Butch might be picking up the same thing, is that all you have to do is let the good stuff in. For some reason, you feel like you don't deserve the good stuff sometimes. Is that true?
Well, sometimes, but yeah, go ahead, yeah. But I do believe, I'm just trying to open up and keep an open, positive attitude, and I think things are working out better and better every day, but...
Well, I can tell you this, okay? Things are going to get better for you. This year, 2009, is going to be a very good year. This year coming up, it's going to be one of the better years you've had in a while. And that's what I'm getting. What about you, Butch? Are you picking up the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. Very good, music. It just... Don't regress. Don't go backwards. Just keep the faith and trust in the Creator, and you're going to be fine, absolutely fine. There's some really good things coming. I feel a color green around you. That must be healing, and it can be also money. So we'll see which one comes first.
Oh, wow. Good.
Wait a minute.
Great.
Butch, could that be my money you're seeing? That could be my money you're seeing, Butch. Is it green? Is it green? I think I lost it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to surprise you, Betsy, and I wanted to really honor your courage, your strength. You've allowed me to share part of your hurdles that you've had in life, and you have been a huge inspiration to myself, and also you've reminded me of the values of life, and I wanted to personally thank you and give you a gift of thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow. What a great surprise, man.
And it was
awesome.
So funny, too, because I kept getting your emails with you sharing with me where you were. And I have to say to everyone tonight, this young lady has definitely done it. She's got a new home. She has a dog as her best friend. And she's just been a really true inspiration. So we hope that we have touched you in some small way tonight.
Oh, you have. Wow.
And remember, I keep you in my prayers, and we send you off with lots and lots of blessings this great Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, thanks very much. That's
you know,
all of you.
I'm getting a message here, Leilani. I hate that. You see, we're on a little bit of a time delay, and if I'm stepping on you, I apologize for that. One of the things that I got to make sure I'm keep getting this message so clear is that she does not lose her faith. Keep the faith. Butch, aren't you getting the same thing?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, there you go, Leilani. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you, but Spirit wouldn't leave that one alone.
That's quite all right. That's what it was all about. Thank you for allowing all of us worldwide to touch your heart tonight. Have a really great Thanksgiving, and God bless you.
Thank you, and I can't wait to get it back on the computer.
All right. Well, you have a good night, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, keep in touch. Will do. Thank you
much,
everybody.
Love you as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'd like to take this opportunity, if I may, to invite Anne from Maryland on Line 3 to the show. Welcome, Anne. Hello? Aloha. If you would, music, while we're waiting for our next caller to come through, I'd like to have you share with us tonight about your near-death experience. You know, that's an incredible experience that you have gone through, and I know... Hello? Is this Anne? Hello? Aloha. Okay, so, Peter, share with us your story of your near-death experience, if you would, please.
Oh, geez, are you sure you got the right guest? My other
yes,
name,
I do.
My other name is Joe the Plumber. Are you sure? Well, you know, it's really funny. I really haven't had a chance to share this experience with a lot of people. It was very life-changing, and, you know, I was eating a piece of pizza and I dropped dead in 2006. Yeah, it was just I was eating the pizza, so maybe
oh,
you...
Oh, sure you are.
No, I'm very serious. I was eating a piece of pizza. And I had had a tumor in my throat that I kept going to the doctor, and he kept saying, I think you have allergies. And this pizza got lodged into my lungs because of this tumor. And I had what they call aspiration pneumonia. So what happened is the pizza went into my lungs, and apparently nothing is supposed to go in your lungs. So I just stopped breathing. I'm reading in the chat room. I want to take a shout out right now to all the people in Pal Talk. I'm just reading in the chat room. They're asking if it was a heart attack. Well, my heart did stop later on, yes, because of the lack of oxygen. But what had happened was there was no oxygen getting into my system. And luckily, my 20-year-old daughter at the time just happened to be home. You know how kids are never home at night. And she just happened to be there and took CPR in high school. Well, she had to use it because she kept me alive 10 minutes until the ambulance got there. And when I got to the hospital, my heart did stop 3 times. And when it did, I passed over. I didn't realize that I had passed. I didn't. So I'm like, well, what's everybody all excited for? Why is everybody running around, you know? And this is something, if you told me I'd be telling you this even a year before, I would have told you were crazy. And I heard someone say to me, do you want to go back? And all of a sudden, I saw a vision of my body in a fetal position, my adult body, with a second adult body stacked on top of that, and a third infant body stacked on top of that. And this voice said, do you want to go back? And I said, yeah. And they said, okay, we can reincarnate you in your daughter. I said, I beg your pardon. They said, we can reincarnate you in your daughter, and then you could still be with her, because I was concerned. The reason I told them I wanted to go back was because my daughter needed me. So I said, no, she won't know who I am. And they said, okay, you want to go back in one of the other bodies? I go, yeah. And then, boom, right back in the body. And I'm like, oh, ouch, why did I do that? And that was my experience, my near-death experience. And I was in a coma for a week. I came out of the coma, and they still didn't know why I had dropped dead. They finally figured out I had the tumor in my throat, and they rushed me to another hospital and did an emergency operation, and they rebuilt my voice box. I could barely talk when all this was happening, and I was just so lucky. You talk about how spirit works. The surgeon that I got was a voice specialist, one of the best in New York, and I just happened to get her, and they were talking about putting one of those trachs in me and things, and she just rebuilt my voice, and spirit's been good to me, and I've been using my voice to help people ever since.
I'd like to take this moment to invite our next caller, Gail from Portland, Oregon, to the show. Aloha, Gail. Aloha. Are you there, Gail? Oh, what's up?
I have no idea. I think it's Butch. Butch, what are you doing to these people?
I keep getting feedback, so I'm not sure.
Hey, Seth.
And the radio's off.
Do we have our caller, Gail?
Yes.
Aloha,
yes, I'm here,
Gail.
I'm here.
Welcome
Hi.
To the Universal Spiritual Connection, honey.
Hallelujah.
Hi.
Oh, no.
I told you we were all going to have a party tonight.
Yes, Anthony and my son hollering at me. Oh, go take a bath. Okay. So my question basically
go take a bath.
Is, he asked me, can I take a bath, Mom? So my question is, I'm kind of lost on what direction I'm supposed to be taking my spiritual gifts. Like, I mean, I don't know where I'm supposed to be reaching out with these, and I'm just really unsure.
Okay. Peter, would you like to go ahead and answer that question?
Yeah, actually, in what direction, hon? What, I mean, we can tell that you're searching because you're calling the show. You know, you're calling the show and you're interested in things like that, so obviously you're searching. What I'd like you to do is just talk, say hello to Butch, and Butch is going to try to lock into your energy, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Hi, Butch. what do you want me to say? I'm kind of like, I've got the medium mystic, I have the psychic abilities, but I'm not fully, like, come full circle, I guess you could say, and so I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with them. Am I supposed to be helping people as they come to me? Am I supposed to be reaching out? I don't know. People come to me sometimes about missing persons, but I don't really work in that area, so I don't know, what am I doing with them?
Okay. We have to, we have to crawl before we can walk or run, so you have to I'll tell you what you do. You just get a hold of any metaphysical book, any signs or whatever metaphysical things. You have is your question for you, is your left hand warmer than your right hand?
Yeah, I'm left-handed, and I do automatic writing.
All right. Well, God has blessed you. He's given you a gift already, and I'm glad you've identified that. And that's very important that you do that. You're set on a journey. There's a crossroads coming up to you that says, okay, am I going to really delve into this, or am I just going to blow it away and block it or whatever, but you have to really take your third eye and start looking at things. You know about your chakra's third eye, you know that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're doing your automatic writing, do you feel like there's somebody standing behind you?
I feel them all over. Really, I'll feel them touch my hands, nudge me, in the middle of the night. And I don't necessarily use a pen or paper. They'll just start writing with my hand in the air, and if I get really connected, then I'll start hearing the thought patterns in my head. Like if my own, like when I'm reading a book or something, you have your own little voice that reads for you, along in your quiet time. And it's that same kind of voice that will speak to me. And it's like it's not always there, I guess it's there, but I'm not always connected to it, I just didn't know, I have people that come to me on various things, and I get nothing, or should I be doing this, and then I've got naysayers that are saying I'm doing the wrong, this is against God, and I'm just like, I don't know how to be me,
No. This is your spirit guides talking to you, number one. Also, do you get cold chills? Because it's another feeling that especially I used to get when I first started. You're going to get a lot of negative stuff when you first start. Don't worry about it. Just block it out. Don't worry about it. You're on a good path. And when you get like cold chills in the back of your neck will feel funny. And when you feel that, you'll know that you're absolutely right. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
Right, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be taking the mediumistic stuff further or not, because it started in 2001 after a stroke. And that's when it started, and I didn't know where to turn to. So I've been working on it throughout the years, but I'm like, am I supposed to be taking this farther? Am I supposed to be taking this farther in life? Am I supposed to come out of the closet with this, type of thing?
Absolutely. Please do. I mean, sometimes family members kind of frown on stuff like that. They don't believe in stuff like that. Don't worry about it. You can you can just casually mention it to friends and start it that way. But I delve into, if I were you, I would delve into everything. Just try everything. Try tarot cards. Try this and that. If you can take somebody's keys and touch their keys and you can feel about them. Okay?
Right.
And start from there and please continue your path. And I'm not advertising for Pal Talk or nothing like that, but if you come on Pal Talk, there's a lot of metaphysical rooms that you can start reading. You can do it in my room. And just let yourself go. Let your mind open. And the first thing that comes to you will be 90% of the time it's right. And I think you've already found that out.
Yes.
May I add something here as well? Thank you. And great, Butch. One of the things I was picking up as well is also is that, you know, remembering to build that relationship with yourself and your spirit friends around you, because it's important to have that strong bond with them. And one of the things I was picking up with you as well is that you were self-doubting yourself, and so it's important for you to let go of that self-doubt and allowing people that outside of you share their own fears with you, because that's what it's really all about, is what they don't understand is they're giving you that information of saying, no, you can't do that. But it's important to follow your heart. And so once you really connect with this, things are really going to open up for you on a major level.
See, and that's what I'm looking, you know, I want to know where I have it, so where am I supposed to take it, you know? And I had a friend recently pass away to a suicide, and they haven't found him, and he intentionally drowned himself. And so a mutual friend, you know, she lost her brother, and now we're finding out about her brother's best friend, and I want to go to her and help her, but now she has a boyfriend that's telling her that what I do is bad, and it's against God, and now she's not allowed to talk to me, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because now potentially this friend I'm not going to be able to have because of a boyfriend, and because of what I see as a gift, they see as like something not a
boss. Actually, it's quite simple, because you can always go out to lunch with her and invite her over and just have a one-on-one with her. And help her that way. And if she decides she doesn't want to meet you for lunch or come over to your home or you guys go out together as a girls' day or whatever, then at least you know in your heart of hearts that you've given her that opportunity. And sometimes, you know, you have to just wait until that person is ready. She may not be ready. Okay?
That's true.
So, Peter, would you like, want to add anything to this before we say goodnight to our caller?
Yeah, did I already tell her to plan her corner earlier? No, I already told her. Oh, no, I'm kidding. All right, listen, I'm sitting back listening to this, and it's fascinating because so many of us have had the same problem, you know. People are afraid in the mainstream of anything that goes outside of the bounds of organized religion and things like that, you know. But trust me when I tell you, there is quite a few of us that are coming of age, so to speak, or developing our skills, you know. And fear is something that holds people back. I'm in service myself now, people try to stop you from being in service. They try to stop you from sharing the light, you know. But as far as the rest of the stuff goes, what I want to say to you is, do you pray? I don't care what you pray to.
Yes, I do pray. And I fully believe in God and all of that. I'm not religious. I don't read out of a Bible. Occasionally, you know, the Ephesians 6:12, I believe it is, like, if I'm not feeling safe in a situation. Like when I had my awakening in 2001, it was probably about 3 months after my stroke, and I had a lot of bad energy, bad things happening to me, and I found faith in dealing with that. And then I shut down the gifts for a while because I was afraid I was too open. And
yeah,
I was a clean slate.
I can relate to that. I can really relate to that because I had the same thing. I had a stroke in 99, a bunch of mini strokes, and things started to open up, and I was afraid of them also. But now at this point, I can understand what you're saying, but here's what the key for you is. Stop being afraid of it. Embrace yourself, you know. Embrace yourself. Embrace the gift. We all have the gift. It's whether we choose to use it or not, or hone it. You know, do you know what I'm saying to you? But at this point, I asked you if you prayed for a reason, because why don't you pray for an answer and then sit back long enough to listen to the answer? Stop being afraid, stop being excited, and sit back and go, okay, pray the prayer, and then sit back. It might be answered in a week. It could be the next person you talk to. It could be somebody in the supermarket just walks up and gives you the answer. You never know. The spirit works in such strange ways, but the spirit is always with you. And I'm going to share this with you before we hang up. You are safe. You are eternally safe.
Yes.
And that's what I'm getting, that you're going to be very safe. It's okay. It's okay to be you, hon. And don't be afraid to call the show back again. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Have a great Thanksgiving to you and to your family. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite Braveheart to the Universal Spiritual Connection. And I want to thank you for your patience, honey. Are you with us? Aloha, Braveheart. Hello, Braveheart.
Hello.
Aloha. Braveheart. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, and how are you?
I am great, and I trust you are as well.
I am doing dandy.
Good for you. Thank you for your patience, for staying with us. I really do appreciate that, and I wanted to find out.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, did you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I have a lot of changes coming up in my life, and I'd like to know what Butch and Music Man, our friend Peter, would have to say about that.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Butch. Go ahead. Go ahead. Age before beauty.
I wouldn't let him get away with that one, Butch.
You know, that's coming from a man with a face like a ripped softball. So, you know.
You gotta love these guys. I couldn't wait to get them on the show.
If you didn't notice, Butch and I are good friends, by the way. Butch is one of the ones who helped me. We were in a chat program on the internet, and he actually is one of the ones that told me, you have a lot of gifts. And I'm like, really? You know, I was expecting to, you know, to go out in my car and see packages, but, you know, not those kind of gifts, you know. Butch was one of the ones who got me going.
You didn't tell him that your mother and father fed you with a slingshot either, did they? But that's okay.
Tell him, Braveheart.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry, Braveheart. We're getting off the subject here. That's not fair. Okay, Braveheart.
It's serious.
Wow, you're an amazing lady. You just have so much energy inside of you that you just want to do so many things. And I don't know if I'm sorry, I missed your question there because I was bantering with Music Man. But most important thing I'm feeling here is you're kind of doubting yourself in as much as whether you're going to make the right move or not. And the most important thing you need to do is let Spirit lead it with that. And ask me that question again, please.
All I was asking was, I have a lot of changes going on in my life, and that I would like to know what, you know, kind of course that was taking.
What kind of course you're taking. Okay. The only thing with that is I feel like there's so much doubt inside of you that are you sure you want to make this choice, make this go in this direction? Because if you do, you might regret that decision. Is that what you've been thinking?
Yes and no. I mean, there's some changes that are kind of out of my control. So
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I understand that, Brave. It's like, wow. Okay, let me put it to you this way. See if it's a relationship issue. If it is, it's okay. Let me know. It feels like that. I don't think you're getting as much love back as you are in return. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that's created the situation that you're in right now. And it's like the old saying that after a while, you know, anybody can learn to love anybody. But that don't satisfy you.
No.
That's not the way you feel. So I would hold off if I was you. I would just say, all right, let's back up, take a couple steps backwards, and wait a little while and see what happens. And don't push it too hard. You're a young lady. I mean, you got plenty of time. So a lot of ladies of your age think that, oh, God, I got to push this, I got to push that. And no, you don't. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you much.
No, it's my pleasure. You know, you have a beautiful heart. You have a caring, loving heart. And when you do that, it's like a magnetic thing that happens around you. You attract people, good and bad. And you just have to sit. You have a second gift, a second sight gift that tells you what you have to do. And you need to listen to your inner voice. Okay?
That's very good. I do have another voice.
Yes, ma'am, I know you do. And then that's good. Just listen to it. Just listen to your heart. Let your heart lead, let spirit lead. And don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine.
Yes.
Thank you
I
so
agree.
Much.
Peter, would you want to add something to that as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I see a lot of growth in the last couple of years with you. And also, you know the answers, because if you didn't know the answers, you wouldn't be asking the questions. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of times change is so difficult, you know, or to stand your ground in a situation. But if you do, then the things that you really want to manifest are going to materialize for you, you know? And it's just a matter of faith. If you think something's wrong, usually there is. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? It's like we get a lot of people that come on line, and I don't do that many readings. Butch does a lot more than I do, even though I can do them. One of the things that I really see a lot is people want to know about relationships and relationship readings, you know? And the thing that I tell everybody is, you got to start loving yourself before anyone can love you. And that's my advice.
Well, thank you so much for that, Music Man. Or Peter. I know you
as
Music
Yes.
Man.
They're calling me Music because that's one of my nicknames. I'm a musician, and they call me that, one of my nicknames on the internet. So, yeah, no, I think you're doing really well, actually. I think you're doing really well, and it's just a matter of it's time for right now for you to do more changing. And you just had some major changes recently in the last year, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so, yeah. So, you know, we can only do one at a time. And you've been putting a lot of the pieces of the puzzle together. And I got to tell you, you're going to have 2009 is going to be a good year for you. I really believe that. What about you, Butch?
Thank you so much.
Braveheart, I want you to reach down into your soul. I want you to meditate. I got a feeling like you're not meditating. Okay, so we're going to have to hurry. But you know I'm on PAL, so it's okay. But meditate and ground yourself, because I feel like you're not grounded.
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am, and that's fine. I know it's kind of cold to walk out there in the snow right now, but but you got to ground yourself. There's two ways of doing that. The old tree hugger thing, and the next thing is to walk on Mother Earth. And when you walk on Mother Earth, it grounds you. A lot of people don't know that. Just you're putting your feet on Mother Earth, and she will ground you. Okay? God bless you, sweetie.
All righty, Butch, we're running out of time. There's a lot of people, I guess, that want to get in or something like that. So go ahead, Leilani.
Thank you so much, Braveheart. And remember to have a great Thanksgiving. And you know that I love you. I think we've... Can you guys hear me? Braveheart, are you still with us?
Yeah, you broke up just a little there, but I can hear you now.
Okay. Anyway, we have a special treat from Peter that he's going to share with all of you tonight. So, Peter, let's go ahead. As many of you know, Peter is a musician, and he's been in that professional field for quite some time. And he wanted to really share with all of you this evening not only his daughter, but also his band with all of you tonight. So I'm really excited. So, Music Man, are you ready?
You know, it's really funny you say that, because I had it all queued up, and then we were kidding around in the chat room, and I unqueued it, but that's okay. Yeah, this is my daughter. I have a daughter. Her name is Amanda D., and she is a promising musician. Really, I played myself with her on stage for about 6 months, and boy, the audience response to her is phenomenal. She has a great energy, and so let me just share some of her energy with you guys tonight.
Thank you, Peter.
It's coming.
I know it is.
Okay, can you hear it?
Yes, we can.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Alrighty there, yeah. Alright, we're trying to, I'm communicating with everybody at the same time that we're doing this, you know. And men do not multitask well. Have you ever noticed that, Butch? Anyway.
I know you do.
I got another song. The name of the band is Rock Steady. We're from upstate New York. We're going to be moving to the Myrtle Beach area soon, within the next couple of months, hopefully by the end of the year, and we're going to be playing live. My daughter and I played all the instruments on that recording, by the way.
It's a commercial announcement. There'll be a film at 11.
Yes, there's going to be a film. So anyway, I can see that do we have someone else to read here?
Go right ahead, Peter. Go ahead and play your next song.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, alrighty then. One of the guys that I went to high school with has a small studio. Small town here in upstate New York, and I hadn't seen him in years. And he said to me, what have you been doing? And I told him what I was doing. And he said, okay, can you come down to my studio? And this guy used to play, he toured with that band Twisted Sister. So, and he also designed one of the Guild guitars. So this guy has been around, and he brought us in the studio, and he heard my daughter, and he was just very, very surprised. We used to play together in high school. But we did this at his place. I am being told, and that is Rock Steady, okay? And I am being told that we have another caller coming in. So, Leilani?
Yes, we do. And thank you, Peter, for sharing your wonderful daughter and your band with all of us this evening. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that tremendously. But I would like to take this moment to welcome Silver from Minnesota to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Silver.
Aloha. How are you doing?
I am great. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I just had a couple questions to ask.
Sure. Please, by all means.
Trying to get back into school, and I'm hoping I found the right one to get into, and I'm wondering what the outlook's going to look on that, and my general health. That would be the two questions I'd have.
Okay, so which one of you guys would like to go first this time?
Okay, Butch, I want to take this one real quick. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but you're going to be invited to a wedding soon, okay? And then you're going to be doing a hokey pokey. You're going to put your right foot in, right foot out, right foot in. And when you put your right foot out, your shoe's going to fly off, and then hit this guy in the back of the head. It's going to, his teeth are going to fall out. So be really careful. Anyway, no. I'm glad you're laughing. I sense some kind of sadness in you. I sense a sadness. And I'm going to ask Butch to kind of lock into that, and maybe I can pick up on that also. What are you getting, Butch?
Are you there with us, Butch?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. The only thing, I'm not sure you've chosen the right subject. Because you have this interest in, let me ask you a question on this, because it's something I'm feeling. Is criminal justice, that's the kind of thing that you like. You like delving in and finding perpetrators and that kind of stuff. You do it on TV or whatever, and have you did that or whatever? Okay.
I was going to get into computer security. Networking and computer security.
Okay.
System security. That'd be the subject that I'm planning on taking.
Okay. Can you diversify a little bit and find out exactly what's going on with this CSI type stuff? You have a quick mind. You pick up things. You have instincts. And I think you're not utilizing these instincts that you have, that are gifts from the Creator. You're not using them, I think. I don't know. It's just something I feel.
Okay. Well, I don't watch TV, for number one. I very seldom view public television. And security has always been an interest, considering all the things I've seen on the net and things I would like to help out people with. So that's what's up with that.
That's cool. That's great, because you are helping people. But I guess this goes along the lines of weapons and familiarity with weapons and being able to shoot. Can you shoot?
This has nothing to do with police work.
Wow, I keep getting that. I don't understand that.
Maybe she's got those weapons of mass destruction they've been looking for over there.
They're hidden in my bedroom under my bed, right? No. I don't have any weapons that shoot, sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's good.
Okay.
But if you're... okay, your mind's clicking faster than that. You think that would be a slower subject, or what? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking I have to get stabilized, you know, a job, a career here going, and I need to know where I'm going with this, and hopefully this will be the right thing for me to do.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being told that I got to wrap this up. All right.
Okay.
Follow your heart. You're
okay.
Doing good. If that's the way you feel, you know, I just feel something else. That's okay. No big deal.
What else do you feel?
Just follow your heart.
Okay.
And if your heart says that's where you go, if that's your interest, then that's cool. That's great. Have you really delved into? Because there's another aspect of that, of computer repair, that and people get $75 an hour.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the angles. Believe me, I'm looking. So,
right.
You know, I'm not just locked into one thing. I'm checking my options here.
We're getting to a point where I'm being told we got to start wrapping this right up, which we...
All right, sweetie. God bless you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Have a great Thanksgiving to you and your family, and God bless you. Anyway, it's been a true honor to be with you, Peter and Butch. We'll have to do this again. I had a lot of fun, and I know the listeners did as well. And thank you for supporting the show this evening on calling one of our sisters, Betsy. We love you, Betsy, and
God
keep
bless
being
you.
That inspiration to all of us.
Bless you.
Anyway, I did want to remind each and every one of you, this Thursday is Thanksgiving. Make it a day of gratitude. Remember to always love yourselves and to love your families. Remember that you are indeed greatness and the empowerment. And we send you all with lots and lots of love and God blessings to each and every one of you. Good night.
Maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself.